想跟各位分享一个我们最近常来讨论的题目，就是主的爱跟我的关系。
So I would like to share with you a very interesting thing, that is, what's the relationship between God's love and our daily life?
我想我们在彼得的生命历程里面，我们可以学到很多，他跟主很奇妙的。
So I think we can learn a lot from Peter's life experiences.
但他身上有成功，有失败。
So in his life, sometimes success, sometimes fail.
当我们每次看到彼得的生命的历程的时候，我们都很容易看到在我们身上跟主关系的，在我们生命历程里的影子。
So the pilgrimage of Peter can be a mirror to our own life.
因为今天可能时间的关系，我就不整个讲彼得他的整个的经历。
So due to the economy of time, I'm not going to give you the entire life about Apostle Peter.
我想我们就从21章第15节开始，我们来看神怎么跟我们说话。
So we can start from John chapter 21 and start with 15 to 17.
17节，好吧，我们来念这段经文，可以吗
？So, it's on the projector, right? No English, right? Okay, so why don't we read in Chinese first, and then I will paraphrase in English.
请。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Son of John, do you truly love me more than these things?" And Peter replied in this way, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." And for the second time, Jesus says the same thing, Peter, do you truly love me?" And the Lord replied, and then Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." And for the third time, Jesus asked the same question. And Peter was a little bit agitated. And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And then Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." So this is a very familiar passage. So if you have read the Gospel of John, then you will know the background.
那是在主耶稣基督复活之后，他们第三次的会面。
So it was the third appearance of Jesus to the disciples for the third time.
他是在提比利亚海的旁边。
So it was near the lake Tiberia.
那时候彼得跟七个他的六个门徒，他们去打鱼。
So at that moment, Peter and then with other disciples went out to the sea and to do fishing.
在21章刚开始的时候，你可以看到彼得说：“我要去打鱼。”
So at the beginning of chapter 21, and you see Peter said, "I'm going to fish."
其他六个门徒说：“我也要去。”
And then the other disciples said, "Oh, I'm going to join you."
可他们在提比利亚海打了一个晚上的鱼，也打不到半条鱼。
But they spent the whole night on the Sea of Tiberia, but the result was very discouraging.
然后天要亮的时候，耶稣站在提比利亚海的岸边。
And when daybreak, Jesus stood at the shore of Tiberia.
可是门徒不知道他是耶稣。
But the disciples did not recognize him as Jesus.
那耶稣对这些人说，这些七个门徒说，你们有吃的没有？
And then Jesus talked to these seven disciples, "Do you have any things to eat?"
他们说没有。
And they said, "No."
耶稣告诉他们把网撒在船的右边。
And then Jesus commanded them, to throw the net into the deeper part of the lake, and then they obey.
不撒网还好, 一撒网,
so unexpectedly, the whole net was filled with fish.
到一个地步,
and up to the pond, the net is so heavy, and they were not able to draw it to the shore. Because the fishes are too many.
他们在这时候, 约翰, 就写约翰福音的约翰说, oh, 那就是耶稣,
and then all of a sudden, John, is the writer of Gospel John, realized that that man is the resurrected Jesus.
所以彼得听到约翰说, 那是主, 他就把衣服穿上, 原来是光着身子来捕鱼,
and then Peter, after he later realized that this Jesus, he took off his garment and jumped into the water.
Jump into the water, yes. 进到, 跳到海里面去,
jump into the water in order to help to push the fish, I think.
去找耶稣,
and then they all together went to see Jesus.
然后后来门徒也上来了,
and then later on, all the disciples went up ashore.
当他们上到岸边的时候, 看到岸上已经有了炭火,
and then another thing surprised them. They saw there's a burning coal.
也看到饼跟鱼,
and then also have some fish and bread.
捞上来, 放在岸上, 数一数, 总共153条,
and then later on, he took all the catches over the land and they counted number 153.
在十一节里面, 二十一章十一节说, 鱼这么多, 网却没有破,
and then the Bible says, even though there's a lot of fish, but the net was not broken.
耶稣请他们来说,
and then Jesus invited them to have breakfast together. So therefore, they enjoy the breakfast all together. So the scripture we just read is the conversation between Jesus and the disciple. So this is the background for today's sermon. So these disciples are disciples called by Jesus.
当彼得第一次见到耶稣在约翰福音第一章的时候, 耶稣说, 你是基法, 你不是西门, 你是基法。
So, as recorded in the Gospel John, and Jesus said to Peter, you no longer call Peter, you call Cephas.
西门的意思就是芦苇的意思。
So what does Cephas mean? Means reed.
芦苇就是空心的。
Reed is hollow.
是脆弱的。
And it's very weak. So it's very easy to snap. And Cephas means rock. So it's a small rock, small stone.
不是磐石,
and it's not the foundation.
但它是天然的,
but it's natural.
它是坚硬的,
so it's very hard.
它是被压不容易碎的,
so even you press hard and it was not brittle. So when Peter saw Jesus, so in John chapter 1,
他的生命就注定要改变,
so it was destiny to change his life. And Peter's life from weak to strong.
他要从一个被容易折断的变成坚硬的,
so from a very weak, like a reed, and become a very strong, like a stone. So at that moment, he didn't realize it was Jesus. Because his life in him is still the old self. But when Jesus met him, and his life was ordained to transform. So several chapters later, we see Peter forsake and give up all his fishing equipment, including the boat, and follow Jesus. And then all the boat people follow him. So just like many of us in our lives,
So
many times you tell Jesus that I would like to give up everything and I would like to follow you. And I believe and this is the truly true desire. So I believe many of people say such things are honest. So it's my prayerful desire that we also have the will to offer the best of ourselves to our Lord Jesus. But as we walk this road of the cross, and then we figure out that our heart, our enthusiasm will get weakened and weakened. And we are no longer like a rock. And then we become look like a reed. So in our heart we want to do better, but in actual situation we do worse. So as we put our all out effort to serve and to worship our God, and we discover we are weak and we experience many failures. So sometimes we want to love our neighbor, love our relatives, our wife, our children, but as we try to do by our own effort, we discover that we have struggles and we have failed. Until you realize that you are a loser, and then I cannot do by myself to meet God's standard. But by the mercy of God, we still can continue on this way of eternity. But the first love for our Lord become cold. So therefore, we in our life, we have many, many struggles and compromises. And then we look at the life of Peter, and he was no different than us. So even though Jesus Christ has been resurrected, but he could not realize, could not recognize the resurrected Jesus. And he could not see the glory of our Lord. So all he focused was on his own personal failure. So hopelessness filled his heart. And actually, Jesus was just next door in his proximity. Because he used his own human effort to pursue the kingdom of God. But the result is no different. So this is why when Jesus just stood next to him and near the shore of Tiberia, he was not able to recognize Jesus. So he used his all human effort in order to catch the fish, but the result is zero. I don't know you well personally, but I can look into myself. So in my life, it's no doubt that several periods of time are just like the failure of Peter. I use my effort and my method in order to improve myself, but all were in vain. So sometimes if we use our effort and to provide my own need, and not knowing that our God's name is Jireh. I'm very much like Peter, recorded in the Bible. So even though I give up my profession, the boat, but the boat which is in my heart still there. So when difficulties come and when failure occur in my life, and then he turned back and found the physical boat.
以至于他失败，他不能回来。
So for this reason he failed, but there's no turning back.
这是他属灵的光景。
And that was his spiritual journey.
我看到我在生命里面有这样的光景。
So I look into my life, I have the similar experiences.
我也看到很多我的弟兄姐妹在这样的光景里面。
And I saw the brothers and sisters around me, and they have the similar experiences.So this pilgrimage of Peter is not the only example.
约翰把这一章放在约翰福音的最后一章，整本四卷福音书的在启示里面安排里面放在最后一章是有他的道理。
So it's not without reason that why John put this story at the end of the four Gospels.
主不但我们要认识他，接受他。
And our Lord Jesus wants us to know him and to receive him. And he wants us, moreover, to love him.
So this段是彼得耶稣在最后的时间，最后一次跟彼得相聚的时候，他要在主你的爱里面来接你。
So this is the last conversation that Jesus took place with Peter, and in order to build him up.
看到里面有几个我们可以思想的。
So there are few points we can ponder upon this morning, this afternoon.
他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗
？”He said, "The son of John, Simon, do you love me more than these things?"
第二次说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我，你爱我吗
？”And then the second time Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?"
第三次说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗
？”And then the third time Jesus challenged.Peter, do you love me?
所以我们看到主要我们的爱是什么样的爱。
So this, from this passage, we can learn what kind of love that Jesus desires us to learn.
相信你们听过这篇讲道。
So I believe this is a very familiar sermon that may you have heard of before.
你知道耶稣所讲的爱跟彼得所回答的爱是不一样。
Do you know that the love that Jesus referred to is not the same as the love when Peter replied him?
在前面两次耶稣用的爱是 agape。
So the first two times that Jesus used the word agape,
彼得的回答都是 filial,
but the reply that Peter made was filial.
Agape 这个爱是一个神圣的爱。
So agape means a divine love.
是一个从天上来才有的爱。
It's the love only can be drawn from heaven.
Filial 的爱是我们人跟人之间的兄弟之爱。
And filial is very much like the brotherly love.
这段对话很有意思。
So this conversation is very interesting.
用英文讲的话就是 Do you love me?
So in English, we just simply say, Do you love me?
I'm very fond of you.
I'm very proud of you.
Fond of you.
Oh, I'm very fond of you.
Do you really love me?
Do you really love me?
I'm really fond of you.
I'm really fond of you.
我们中文可能听不出来这个差别。
So the Chinese language, we may not be able to tell the difference.
你用英文、用希腊文，你就发现它是很奇怪的一个对话。
But if you use English, and more so if you use Greek, you will find out this conversation is a have some profundity right inside.
你觉得彼得是一个疯子还是一个傻子？
What do you think about Peter? Is he a wise man or a fool?
我不知道耶稣。
Crazy man, I mean.
在我面前问我的时候，我会怎么回答
？So I just imagine if Jesus asked me the same question, what my reply would be.
但我知道彼得为什么这样回答。
But I know why Peter replied in this way.
因为才在两个礼拜以前。
Because 2 weeks before this event took place.
他在一堆的炭火的旁边，同样的炭火。
Because 2 weeks before he was, in front of the burning coal.
他跟一个卑微的使女。
So he was with a very lowly maiden.
说我不认识这个人。
And then he told this lady, young lady, I don't know Jesus.
他跟我没有关系。
So I'm nothing to do with this man.
He is nobody.
He's nobody.
他在我生命里面没有份。
So his life and my life has no relationship.
他没有角色。
So he's no role playing in my life. I have no absolutely relationship with him. So it was only 2 weeks ago.
现在耶稣跟他说, 你可以用天上的爱, 无条件的爱来爱我吗?
So Jesus asked him, can you use the eternal love and the infinite love to love me?
如果我是彼得,
if I were Peter, and I would be silent. Because Peter was in the depth of failure. And he was in the state of hopelessness. So because he felt that he has no ability to love. So the Peter's condition is a vivid description of the condition of humanity. And everybody knows what is love all about. This world is not short of any idea about love. So I don't know about you, for my age, and it's very difficult for me to say, I love you. But for the young people, so very easily they said, I love you. And very much like, I love this song, I love this little dog. And this world, they knew about love. So the real problem is not whether you know what about love or not. It's because you are unable to love. So when Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? So Peter said, I cannot love you as to meet your expectation. So the third time when Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? So he no longer, Jesus no longer used the word filial and no longer used the word agape. Oh, no longer used the word agape, but rather used filial. Because Jesus knew very well what was the thought in Peter's mind. Jesus said, okay, now let me ask you, can you use the brotherly love to love me? So what kind of love that God demands from us? So God doesn't expect, God expect us to have a perfect love. Or God doesn't expect us to have a perfect love. Because he knew that while we were yet sinners, we are unable to love God according to God's standard. So the difference between Peter and many other people, and first of all, he knew that he was a sinner. So when he heard the cock crowed, and then he wept and remorse. So therefore, he really showed his genuine love toward Jesus. And this is the amount of love he can show. But Jesus expects us to have a genuine love. That means we have authentically present ourselves in the presence of the Lord. So it's a kind of love of obedience. So then let us ask the question, what is the difference between the humanly love and the love that Jesus expects us? So the human love is want to benefit himself. So sometimes we even use love to manipulate other people. So therefore, we see so many marriages fail, and husband and wife no longer can have the feeling to love one another. But Jesus taught us, Peter, so our love must be genuine. So, and then you ought to ask yourself a question. So I'm a husband. So, am I qualified to demand obedience from my wife? And I'm a wife on the other end of the table. Am I worth for my husband to love me as Christ loved
me?
So, as a matter of fact, all the human love have some element of Jesus' love. So the question, do you love me? So actually, it's a perpetual question. So this question, not only for Peter, but also for each one of us in our daily life. So this becomes the moving dynamic of our life. Do you love me? So another way of asking is, Jesus said to us, do you put yourself in the highest priority in your life? So every time when Peter failed is the moment when he lost the love of God. So when Jesus challenged with these three questions consecutively, and then he realized that maybe I did not love Jesus genuinely. Maybe I love myself more than I love my Lord. I love my fame. I love my own benefits. And I love my happiness. And I love my children, and love my family, and love my career more than we do with Jesus. So our thinking saying to us that we want to forsake everything for Jesus, but to no avail. So the real reason behind this failure is only you yourself can answer. And nobody can help you to answer these kind of questions. So when Jesus asked the son of John, Simon, do you ask me this more than these things? So Jesus asked this question with one purpose, that is to restore Peter to a higher spirituality. So when we have a discussion in our Bible study within the fellowship of the church, and Lover's Day or something? Valentine's Day. So this is why the young people always talk about this passage. So we talk about what is love all about. And how do I love the neighbors? And then what's the difference between the divine love and the humanly love?
上帝的爱怎么样来帮助我们能更爱我们周围的人?
And how can I use the love of God to help us to love more our neighbors and our friends?
我觉得一个当中很好的想法出来是,
so I think the best thinking is this.
我们怎么样爱我们周围的人?
How do I love my neighbor?
最好的方法是让他能够爱耶稣。
So the best way to help him, to help me, is to love Jesus first. So when people establish an eternal relationship with Jesus, so if this person can know Jesus and love Jesus, that will be a big help to his life.
我们那时候刚好前一天我们在我们教会里面有追思礼拜。
So recently in our church we have a memorial service. So one sister went to be with the Lord.
我们想到我们所爱的人当他离开这个世界的时候我们希望他到哪里去。
So have you think about this? When our beloved departed from this world, what is the expectation where he or she go? So I don't know whether we have people among us who have not known Jesus yet. And then the question is, at the moment when you depart from this world, what is your love toward our God? So when the beloved left this world, what is your heart? Where is your heart?
除非他跟耶稣有永恒的关系。
Unless this dying person have an eternal relationship with our Lord.
耶稣的爱能帮助人间的爱。
So the love of Jesus can help us to establish a healthy humanly love.
当我们爱上帝爱耶稣的时候,
so when we love God and love our Lord Jesus, so we can draw people to God. So when we love God and love Jesus, so he will somehow guide us to a person to whom we can share the gospel. So among the brothers and sisters, if we can find someone who really loves God, it will be beneficial to us.
原来彼得不认识耶稣，不单是不单单是他没办法跟随耶稣，不单单是他没有能力跟随耶稣，同时也是他还没有够爱耶稣。So
the reason why Peter cannot follow Jesus wholeheartedly because he was not loved Jesus wholeheartedly.
我们在爱里面可以认识上帝。So
in love we can meet Jesus. Because God is love. So if you cannot love God, how can you love Jesus? If you cannot love Jesus, how can you love other people? So if you do not know Jesus, then you will never be able to know yourself. So when Jesus asked, the son of John, Simon, do you love me?
对这些有很多的解释。
So there is a numerous interpretation on this short phrase.
我想这些指的是耶稣以外的所有的事情。
So I think people think that this is referred to the thing apart from Jesus.
所有能够让我们离开耶稣，在耶稣的爱以外的所有的事情都是这些。
So all the things that hinder us from loving God is because of these things. So if we love these things, then we are not able to love Jesus. So the most obvious thing in this world,
this world 让我们这个基督徒的心离开耶稣。
So this world is very tricky. He used numerous methods in order to alienate us from God.
所以这段经文讲说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
And the Bible says, do not love the world. If you do, then your heart for the Lord is no longer in you.
这告诉我们，我们能够爱父，我们就没办法爱世界。
So, what it really said is, if you love the Father, then you will not, you should not love the world.
当我们爱世界，我们没办法爱上帝。
But on the other hand, if you love the world, then you are not able to love God.
因为世界上所有的事情，包括肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是上帝来的。
Because all this world, the lust of your eyes, the boasting of your mouth,and all the selfishness is not come from God. So this world, including the visible physical world, but also include the invisible world. And because this world is a living being. So behind this world, it seems to be a dominant forces.
有方式有方法来跟神的子民神的百姓来为敌。
And then this system is well organized and well managed in order to draw people, God's children, away from God.
所以启示录里面说连神的选民也被迷惑。
So this is why in Revelation even the elect will be confused.
一个第一步就是让我们爱主的心。
And Satan's trick is first and foremost is to reduce our love toward God. So anytime to take away our heart belongs to this world. So I don't know how much time you spend on things that are apart from Jesus. So it should be accurately asked how much cost that you pay for the kingdom of God. So we are not stupid. So count your cost and then you figure out whether it's worthy or not to consecrate yourself to Lord. Do you want to sacrifice your relationship with other people?Do you want to sacrifice the relationship with your own children? Or you want to sacrifice your relationship with our resurrected Lord? So anything, if you befriend from this world, then you are the enemy of God. So anything apart from Jesus, then you areenmity with God.
In 约翰一书里面讲说，因为爱是从神生的，凡有爱心的都是从神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And in the book of John, and that love is come from God. And if becauseGod is love.
主耶稣是一个很伟大的建造者。
So Jesus is a great builder.
他是一个更伟大的重建者。
So he is a great reconstructionist.
Rebuilder. 他把废墟重建起来。
So we want to destroy everything and start anew.To rebuild.
他把一些材料已经没有用的材料一些人家废弃的东西把它重新再建造起来。
So he used the material the view as worthless and to build the palace of God.
如果 说废物利用。
So he will said, oh, I want to maximize the usage of useless things.And Jesus is the expert. And then he was very interested to reveal our life.
约稣在这段经文十五节到十七节就是做这样的工作。
So in the passage we read earlier is really the work of rebuilding. Because I already said that love is from God. And is born of God. So if you love God, God knows. But on the other hand, if you do not love God, then you will be cursed. So no matter what John or Paul and tell us the similar message. So our relationship with God as His children is an ordained relationship. So because of that, when our relationship is broken with Jesus, then our life is in shambles. So many times we do not understand our brokenness. Especially in this moment, in this juncture. So we emphasize on self-sufficiency. So many times we tell our friends, we're too busy. So as we, in our conversation, and similarly, we express some kind of complaint. Oh, I have too many things to do, and I can never finish. And actually, the true meaning behind this kind of reply is a self-aggrandizement. Because I'm busy because I'm important. In the book of Revelation, Jesus spoke to the church of Ephesus. And Jesus said, everything in you is good. Except one thing, I have to blame you. Because you lost your first love. But there's a hope, wherever you fell, so you ought to rise up at that place. So this kind of spiritual experience is what we ought to learn, and we ought to remind one another. So is this a self-deception? So do I use my own might to preserve myself in the love of Christ? So do you think that you are good enough? So do you think that you are very important? So then you ought to think about your relationship with the Lord when you first converted. And then I continue my way. Sort of. So I'm very happy that you create so many opportunities for evangelism. So when we see people come to Jesus, and for Christians, we have a great joy in our hearts. And this is why we love to preach the gospel. So when the people raise their hand and make a decision for Christ, we overjoy, and the church was very in great excitement. And we saw this as a celebration. But do you realize? So this is the most detectable thing. So I boldly say that when you celebrate the harvest, this is the easiest thing among everything. And the difficulty is, that is when you hear no applause. And when we see these new believers return to the old way of life, and when they face the people they accustomed to face, so they have to face their own value system, and they have to facing realistically the same kind of difficulties. But there's no one to assist them. This is the most sadly thing. And as a Christian, as a church, we have to learn how to continue to build up these new believers, so that our first love can burn continuously. So the condition of a church just like a pocket with a hole. Or maybe this is not a very good analogy. So what I really mean is, originally there's a great multitude within the church. So this group of people love God and have good relationship with God. But in the course of time, in the experience of their life, then this kind of enthusiasm gradually fading. And this is very much like many people of us. So maybe you are exception. But this is a normalcy. And Jesus said, do not forget about your first love. So even though you are the children of God and become a Christian, you have to keep vigilant constantly. And then challenge you ask, am I still love the world and forget about loving our Lord Jesus? So 2-3 weeks ago, there's a great news in the realm of physics. One sitting there. Cosmology expert. So I just learned from the news. And for the first time, scientists can discover gravitational wave. So actually, this has been predicted by Einstein nearly 100 years ago. So many scientists believe the existence of the gravitational wave. But the technology does not allow them to actually measure it. So 25 years old, there was a scientist. And you can find out from the web, I forget his name. So he formed a team and a laboratory. It's called LIGO, LIGO. Oh, just very much like the United States National Foundation. So 25 years ago, after he acquired the fund from National Foundation, he began to do research and find out what it's all about this gravitational wave. So within this 25 years of hard working, so he believed that he already detected the gravitational force. And then and he believed the existence of this kind of element. And then, very encouraging thing is he was actually detect and measure. So he spent 25 years and finally he reached some level of success. So within these 25 years, many people thought he was a fool. But I believe this thing, he has a conviction that this thing do exist. So gravitational force is a weak force. So the instrument has been able to measure a astronomical minute unit of measurement. So here we learn two things. First, so even science, you need faith. So not any more than our faith. And secondly, so we have known the will of God, and just like the instrument, the sensor, and you have the precision and way of measurement to detect the existence of something. And then we are able to measure it. And the word of God, the love of God, so many times it's just like a whisper. So we need a very, very sensitive hearing ability, faculties, to listen to God. And then to feel the existence of His love. So this kind of concept not only applies to our career, to our life, and even more so in the matter of spirituality. And the famous 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it starts with this. If I have the tongue of man and angel, but without God, without love, I am nothing but a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of preaching, and also I can have a profound knowledge of the mystery, and I have the faith strong enough to even move the mountain, but without God, I'm nothing. If I give all my possessions, and then I surrender my life in the fray and the flame, then without love, I still nothing. So even a spiritual service to God, and then we are, is it possible that we degenerated into this coldness? So we can preach, we can prophesy, we can even perform miracles. So we can do many, many good deeds, and then help many people who are poor. But if we do not have love, so all these things mean nothing to God. So if you do not have the love toward our God, so even the church can turn into the world. So therefore, we ought to remind each one another.
在这件事上在能够很认真的对待，因为没有一件事情比这更重要。
So as a Christian we ought to think about this seriously because nothing is more important than love our God.
每一次当主问向我们发问的时候说你爱我吗？
So every time when Jesus asks each one of us, do you love me?
跟你太太或是你先生问你不一样。
And it's quite different than the way your husband or wife asks you.
每一次主耶稣这样接触我们。
So every time when have such an encounter with Jesus,
都是为了提醒我们。
It's with the purpose of reminding us and with the purpose of blessing us in order to transform our life. So this is the precious Jesus that we are worshipping. And he wants us to be genuine in the presence of him to face this kind of difficult questions. So many times when you serve God in the church, you feel weak. And you feel that the loneliness and nobody understands you. So we try many, many methods and try many devices and methodologies, but seem to go nowhere. So maybe you should ask yourself a question. Just like you ask Jesus. And Lord, I love you. So maybe you can acknowledge that, Lord, I really do not know how to love you. But you have to have an idea that I'm no longer dependent on myself. I'm eager to love you. And I pray that you outpour this kind of love in my life. So I don't know, want to repeat the footstep of Peter in the sea to struggle themselves. So I would like to just come near to your proximity and enjoy your provision. And then we said to Jesus, please help me, apart from you, I do not want anything. So lastly, let's talk about loving God. So the biblical love is quite different from the secular love. And especially, and I'm referring to the love of God. So the love of God accompanied with action. So God's love is not in a dim room with a romantic dinner. And it's not a good feeling in a very beautiful environment. So in the Bible, all the love of God is inseparable with the action we are going to take. So if you love me, you first, you got to obey my commandments. You have to love your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. So all the life is including into the existential action of your life. So when Jesus wants to rebuild Peter's life, so he did not just merely say, do you love me? And Jesus did not merely just say, okay, just give your heart to me. So Jesus wants Peter to have some kind of outward demonstration of God's love. Because Jesus said, feed my lamb. And Jesus said, shepherd my lamb. And for the third time, Jesus said, feed my sheep. And then the translation in the Chinese Bible is more accurate. So in verse 15, and feed means really tender. So the second feed is really meaning a shepherding. That means to lead the sheep into the green pasture. And then the third verse is similar, is identical to the first reply. That means question. That means you feed my sheep. So how can let people know that he's valuable in the sight of God? So how can you lead your brothers and sisters have some sense of worthiness? So how do you know that your life is directional, has meaning? So the key to the answer of this question is we change the center of gravity from ourselves to the Lord. So if you grow older and older, so if you had become a Christian longer and longer, so we increasingly found out our self-worthiness could not be built up by our own. And which is quite different from the teaching of the secular world. So the world teaches us you ought to be successful. So when you become successful, then you can experience your self-worthiness. But the Bible teaches us otherwise. So the Bible says the value of your love is built upon the actions that you are going to take. So when we see the people in our immediate surroundings is become beneficial, no matter those people are your own children or your friends in the working place, or the younger Christian within the church, or maybe those who need help, when these people can draw benefit from you, then your life's worthiness increases. So how Jesus rebuilt Peter so that his sense of self-worthiness become significant? And Jesus' commandment is very simple. Feed my sheep. So from that moment on, Peter knew that the essence of meaningfulness. So he realized that unless I can build up my friends, then I am not able to build up myself. So the Catholic Church taught his believers that your worthiness is built upon your obedience to the Pope. And then this is not our Christian thinking. And the 15 to 17 verses, Jesus re-established the life of Peter. So if you look at Peter's life, for three times he publicly forsook Jesus. So Jesus, to make a comparison, asked him to proclaim that he loved Jesus in public three times. So Jesus, from that moment on, reestablished the leadership of Peter among other disciples. So this is just an outward thing. But this more importantly is the viewpoint, the inner viewpoint toward himself. So does Peter really think that he was worthy in the presence of God? So people told me that the most painful thing that a Christian could experience, that is, you put your foot in one boat and the other on the other. You want the world and you want the heaven. And I'm not really talking about you, I'm talking about myself. So, in other words, if you think this way, that means the worthiness that God gave to you from God is not enough. And therefore, you need some other things apart from God to ascertain your status. So, this was the nature of Peter. So, in this last conversation, in fact, Jesus could teach him many, many other things. So Jesus could have asked the disciples how to restore their position under the Roman Empire. And then Jesus could have told them that in such an animus environment, under the Roman Empire, under Judaism, how can you enlarge the influence of Christianity? But Jesus didn't ask all these complicated questions, but asked him a very simple one. Do you love me? And then he gave him a very, very succinct commandment. If you love me, then you feed my lamb. So feeding the sheep is most a noble thing to do. And then also a very hard work. You have to feed the sheep one mouth at a time. So have you saw a young mother feeding her baby and one spoonful at a time? And the people around her saying, oh, you do a good job. Nobody admired this kind of job. But when we use our life to help another life, so these are not very visible tasks that people can approach. So you do not see any clapping of hands. It's also invisible by the public. So nobody can praise you on that. But Jesus indeed told Peter, you will feed my sheep. If this the commission that God gave to Peter right before he ascended to heaven, so do you think not that it should be a very most important commandment? And God only chose those who are really faithful to him and then have the willingness to feed his sheep. So actually this is not a particular job of a pastor.
这是他的儿女，上帝的儿女的责任。
It's the commission that all the children of God need to carry out.
因为他知道,
because our Lord knows.
在天下人间,
because in heaven and under heaven.
谁能够帮助他的小羊,
so who can feed and help this little sheep? So through this process, so that the children of God can grow, and this is the job of the Christians who love God dearly.
上帝说, 我们如果爱上帝,
so the Bible says, if you love God, and God knows,
上帝知道你,
God knows you personally.
上帝无所不知,
because God is all knowing, of course He knows. But our Lord really wants to know you personally.
一个爱主, 爱耶稣的人,
for those who love our Lord Jesus, so the Lord really appreciates your heart. Because this is a pleasing to Him. So who have the privilege and qualification to feed the sheep? Only those who love Jesus. Because love is an action. It's not an abstract. It's a very practical thing. So if you really love Jesus, you will naturally and automatically feed His sheep. And then provide their needs. So when we really truly love our Lord Jesus, and then we see Jesus, and we can recognize Him, so we can even go spiritually to the shore and enjoy the breakfast that He had prepared to us. Besides the coal, the fire of coal, we enjoy the provision and we enjoy the warmth. So all my weakness, all my failure, our Lord has forgiven us. Because the love of God transcends our failure and rather fill us with our provision and our need. Even in the most critical and difficult moment, when at the point of loneliness that nobody understands me, and in the state of desolation, so He wants those who love Jesus become a channel through which His love and grace flow. So I believe that we have this aspiration in our church. So that this church become a blessing to our immediate surroundings. So I really wish that every one of us sitting here will just reply Jesus in this way. Lord, yes, you know that I love you. Let us pray. And dear Lord, we give thanks to you because you have taught us a very important lesson. And then you vividly display the life of Peter in front of us. And I know that I'm not be able to measure up against Peter. But all I want is to present my heart unto you. May you help us. May you help us to love you. And may we fill you with the Spirit. And then re-establish my life. So that my first love can be manifest again in my life. And as a result, the people around us can feel and receive your love. May your grace be upon all the people in our proximities. And then we give thanks and praise your name. And we praise in my Savior and my Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.